Praise the Lord. If you look at it, I've got Bible and I've got medicine. And the reason for that, somebody came to church sometime and he didn't want to come back because when I walk in here, he didn't see me with Bible. So that's why I have to show you. I've got Bible here. Yeah. Now, the Kruger Baptist, I thank you for the support we've been getting again and again, again and again. I say, may the good Lord reward you in Jesus' name. We thank you also. I thank also the leadership and also thank the every member for it's a privilege. We just want to see what we have for today is a topic, and I'm pretty sure that before I go on, please, I just had an interview with Pastor Matt. Did I pass? Yeah. Not you. You're not allowed to listen. I'm asking from the. Did I pass? 100%. Good. Yeah, because I don't want to be worried when I'm talking, oh, this interview I had with Pastor Matt, maybe I got it wrong. So I'm glad I got 100%. Yeah. So we just want to, somehow in Africa, we usually love stories. We tell story, and from what I discover from the Bible, Jesus loved story too. And Jesus told a story too. And the Bible we have is also a true story, isn't it? There was somebody back there in Africa. The wife goes to church. The children goes to church. But he doesn't want to go to church. And the wife have done all she could. She've prayed. She've counseled. She have asked other things for the husband to come with her to worship God. But the husband would not want to go. The children have grown. Say, Dad, you need to come to church. You need to come to church, Dad. And the dad doesn't want to go. Well, they say maybe that's how God wanted. One day, after many, many years, this man got ready early in the morning, take shower, dress up, probably better than I am. And everybody was wondering, on Sunday morning, this man was ready before the people. And all of a sudden, he went to the church. And people were surprised to see him because everybody have tried their best to bring this man. Your family is dedicated in the church. They do everything to please God. What stop you? And when they saw him the first Sunday, everybody was just looking at him. You know, sometimes when people are looking at you, and if they notice you are looking at them, they try to, you know what I mean? They try to look somewhere else. And the man overcome that day. In evening service, he turned up again. In the weekly activities, he turned up again. The next Sunday, he turned up again. And he did it for a few weeks. And everybody called him brother. He become now a brother in the church, very zealous. He come before everybody. He do everything that you ask him to do. And they are planning to give him position in the church because he's a good brother. All of a sudden, he stopped coming to church. And they ask him, Dad, can we go to church? He said, nah. The wife said, maybe sugar or honey, whatever name. Say, can we go to church? And the man said, no. Say, why don't you want to go to church? He said, look, all that you guys go to church, sit down, listen to music, read the Bible, and also give your offering, pay your tithe. I have learned it in a few weeks. You've been going to church for how many years? You guys haven't learned it. So he spent a few weeks. He've learned all those stuff. And that's why he doesn't want to go to church anymore. Because whatever you want to tell him in the church, he've learned it. And there was something the man did not know. And that's what we want to talk today. Somebody say amen to that. Now we also have another story we want to tell. And probably if we answer these two questions, then that might be the end of the message for today. That was one church. You know, I've talked in Africa, and this one is from America. The church went and employed one pastor and asked him to come to church. To come and be pastoring the church. While he accepted the offer and was pastoring the church, the first Sunday, he preached the message. After preaching the message, people were so excited. People were jumping up. Oh, what a lovely man of God. It was nice in the church today. The following Sunday, the man preached the same verse. And the same thing he did. You know, when you are taking notes, there was no difference from what he preached last Sunday and from what he's preaching now. The third Sunday, he preached the same message. The fourth Sunday, he preached the same message. And then the church leader, the elders, come to the young man and say, "Excuse me, pastor, is it that you don't have any other message other than this one you are preaching? You have preached it for 4 weeks. The same verse, the same thing you say, and the same reference. Why don't you have any other verse in the Bible to tell the church?" And the young man said, "Well, I am loaded with different topics and different verses in the Bible, but I can only change my topic when you start to do what I told you at the beginning. If you start doing it, then I will change another topic. But the fact that I'm teaching you, I haven't seen you doing it. That's why I keep repeating it." And today, what we want to preach today is what we had before. I can only stop from that when I see everybody doing what we say. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. And on the topic of today, it says, "The Lord has a job for you." Can we put it there, please? It says that the Lord has a job for you. Remember, the first one I spoke of, that this guy went to church, have learned everything that needs to be learned, but nobody gave him a job. He didn't have a job. That's why he decided to go home to practice what he had been taught in the church, but he did not know that the Lord have a job for him. And that job is, put it this way, in Matthew chapter 28, reading from verse 18 to 20. He said, "Then Jesus," I read from here, says, "Then Jesus came and speak unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and preach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Somebody say amen to that. And now that is a commission. In other hand, that is a job that is given to any man, any woman, any person who made a commitment to serve God. Then you get a job. And that job is that you got to tell this gospel to somebody else. Can you imagine some of us, you have TV in the house. All of a sudden, you go to the shop, and they have maybe 60-inch TV. They're selling it, they are on clearance, and they're selling it for $20. For some reason, you might decide to change your TV. But when you change your TV, what do you think you will do? Will you keep it to yourself? You're going to tell your neighbor that there's a cell there, right? You're going to tell somebody there's a cell there. It's the same thing. When you receive the gospel, it is very difficult for you to keep it to yourself. You got to try whatever it takes to pass it around. And people might think, oh, this person is crazy. No, you're not crazy. It is the water which Jesus has given to you. It is so full that it cannot retain in your tummy. It has to come out. Meaning you have to speak to somebody. Somebody say amen to that. Now it says here, but because most of us, you know, we English is our second, third language. We try to simplify the gospel. Because what we see is that Christianity is very simple, but we make it to be so complicated that people don't understand what we are talking about. And this is how we read it in this thing. You see that here in number 19, it said, therefore, go ye and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And this is how we put it, just to make us understand. Because some of us, we come from non-English speaking country. Amen? Amen? And one of the good things is that we offer our language for free without addition. If you want to learn the song these people we are singing, please feel free to come. We'll offer you a free course. Amen? This is how we read it. It said, therefore, so any place we see therefore in the Bible, we put it this way. It is there for you. It is there for you. And that's how we put it. That when you see it here, therefore, go ye and teach this gospel to every creature. We put it this way, that it's there for you to go. It's not just therefore, go ye. It says it is there for you to go and preach this gospel to every creature. And there are other things to do there. You don't just go and preach to them and talk to them. No. There are things that follow it. He said, teaching them to do what? To observe, to learn, to commit to those things which I have commanded you. You know, sometimes you talk to people about Christ. When you talk to them about Christ, tomorrow they don't listen. Next tomorrow, they don't listen. And the next day you do, you say, forget about them. And you forget about them. And do you know how hard it is to learn people's language? Some of us that come from Africa, and some of you that come from English speaking, how long does it take you to learn German if you're an English person? Easy? And sometimes, even some of the people you see that come from, some of them, they got like 5 languages. They can speak fluently. But sometimes we say, English? No English. And you laugh at them. No, you don't laugh at them. They've got 5 languages they can speak. You only have one. One of my boss at the place of work, I asked my boss, say, excuse me, how many languages do you speak? My boss told me that he speaks 2 languages. I say, one. Say, I speak English fluently. I say, yeah, the next one I speak is when I get drunk. When I get drunk, I speak some language that I don't even understand. But some of the people you see, when they tell you no English, they've got other languages they can speak better than many of us. And we're going to encourage them for that. Amen. So he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. For lo, I am with you. Preaching the gospel is a preaching that needs support. Back where we are young, there was a time I was younger than this, sorry. There was a time I was younger than this. And after school, you got to go with friends. If you go alone, some people might like to hit you or to beat you up. But when you go with your friends, you are safe. And the reason for that is you must have said something which the other person did not want to hear. And he's waiting for you after school. But any day your father or your big brother or your elder brother is with you, guess what? You will go and pick on that person because you have somebody that is with you. Somebody say amen to that. And that's why Jesus is telling us, lo, I am with you. I am with you. You are not alone in this job, in this journey. But before he says it, if you read number 18, it says, all power has been given unto me. All power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Jesus is telling us there could be challenges. There could be things that will make you to go back. But guess what? All power is given unto me, and I'm not just holding it by myself, but as the Father has sent me, even so I sent you. As the Father has given me the power, even so I have given you the same power to operate as the Spirit led. God help us in Jesus' name. Now you see the next one tells us something, if you can, the next slide. That tells us something there. It says, you shall be witness unto me. You shall be witness unto me. That's Jesus telling the disciple, telling you and I that we should be witness unto him. Amen. Now, if you read Acts chapter 1, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible tells us there that, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be my witness. Where? In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That's a big job. Remember, our topic says what? The Father or the Lord has a job for you. That's a big job. When are you going? Jesus is telling you that you got to preach this word to every creature, to all the people. How are you going to do to tell people about Christ when you cannot speak their language? Is it possible? You go there, you tell them like this. So probably they will understand that what you mean is a cross. And that's not enough to save people, isn't it? There are different ways to do this work. If you cannot go, you send somebody. Somebody say amen to that. If you cannot go, you support that person that is doing it. And then it becomes a team work. I really want to go to Africa to preach. If you really want to go to Africa to preach, support an African person, let him do it. Because he or she understands that language better than you. He understands the way they do it. But sometimes, why is the gospel not really effective in the life of people? It's the way we present it. If we present it right, people will receive it rightly. If we present it wrongly, people will receive it wrongly. And guess what happened? Back in Africa, I always give reference. There was one guy, he's one of the church leader, elder in the church. He'd been trying to preach to his boss to repent and give his life to Christ. And his boss was from Britain. He said, well, I don't believe God. I'm an atheist. I don't believe God. I say, well, that's okay. Every day, this person will go to his boss and say, look, you need to give your life to Christ. You need to repent and give your life to Christ. The man said, look, can you stop preaching to me? I don't believe this God. Guess what? One Sunday, as the church service was on, this man drove his car and came to the church, to the church premises, and called one of the usher and said, can you please call elder, so-so elder, that I'm looking for him outside. And the choir or the music people were singing one song. Please excuse my voice. I'm not part of the music team. Yeah, so you just manage it as I sing it. There's a song they say, Lord, I give you my heart. If you know it, can you join me, please? Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. Usually we sing that song, closing eyes, isn't it? Can I see some of my eyes were open? Now, what we are saying is that when this song was going on, elder's hands was up, everybody's hands were up, and then the usher, because they see this white guy that is looking for this person. You know, guess what? They came, they run quickly, the usher came and then touched the elder. And elder take excuse from God and open his eyes. What's that? He said that so-and-so person is looking for you outside. And then the elder keep his Bible and follow the others because he doesn't want to disturb people. He followed the other side and went. And the man told him that there is a contract that has been approved by the World Bank. So if you can go, let's go to his house so you can sign the something because it's urgent. And the man jumped into the car. Remember, his Bible is in the church. Amen? He jumped into the car. They drove about 5 kilometers away, and they went to this man's house, and the man bring other paper, and before he signed, before he gave him a pen to sign stuff, he called the elder. I don't want to call his name. Let's just stop at elder. He called the elder. He said, do you see the reason I don't believe that you are God? He said, What about that? He said, do you see why I don't believe that you are God? He said, what about it? He said, do you see you were worshiping that you are God? You close your eyes, and when you hear money, you are able to leave what you are doing and follow me. Who told you there's a contract on Sunday? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said, who told you there's a contract to be signed on Sunday? There is nothing, no contract. I just want to try whether you really value that you are God. What am I saying? You're going to be my witness. If you want to be his witness, you got to make it look good. If it doesn't look good, people will receive it in the wrong way. And the man now have seen how much this person have loved his God. The Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. And this man, because of the money, he was able to leave the church service and he went to serve, to sign contract. And the man said, that's why I don't want to believe your God. Because if your God was serious, if what you're telling me is real, you should have said, well, after service I will come. But you didn't, because you love the money. So the scripture tells us there that you should receive power, after which the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be my witness. How do you witness it? We witness God by the way we talk. We witness about Christ the way we behave. But we witness about Christ at the place of work, at school, wherever we are. We witness about Christ, even through dancing. Amen? You could see some of the people that were dancing here. Sometimes I begin to trace these people. I say, maybe they are the descendants of David, isn't it? Because David was dancing. And these people dance. So I say, God bless you. I'm trying to figure out whether they are from the descendant of David that makes them to dance like that. And God will help you in Jesus' name. So we see here that we are going to take this gospel to every creature. And the only way to do it is that you got to give full support of those people that are doing it. That's when you become part of it. It will take you a long time to learn their language. But if you support them by praying for them, if you support them by asking them, what do you need for this gospel? By doing that, you are fulfilling the purpose and the plan of God in your life. I know how easy it is. You know, people like to hide where nobody will see them. You come to a church where you got nothing to do. You are there, after service, then you run away. Because that is where you think you can belong, but you are not fulfilling the purpose and the call of God. This preaching, we got to preach it whether we want it or even when we don't want it. That's what God told us. And because of time, I've got more to say, but I promise Pastor Ma that I was about to preach like how many hours? 3 hours? Only two. Okay, yeah, I've got more to say, but we will do that sometime. And, you know, I don't want to give you overdose. We'll just give you a normal dose, isn't it? Yes. And I'm believing for sure that if you are such a person whom God has been calling in a different way, and you did not want to answer because God have not made any deal with you. Serving God does not need any deal. You don't ask God, when God say go, you don't ask him, where am I going to lodge when I go there? When God say go, you need to start going. Amen? When God say go, you need to go. Whatever that will happen on the way belongs to him. And therefore, we got to be obedient and submissive to the Spirit of God. God must have been calling people in a different way. But the only thing they want, oh God, if you can pay my mortgage off, I can go anywhere you want to send me. God might give you the money to pay the mortgage, but guess what? As soon as you pay your mortgage this side, there will be a new place, a new area, which is more better than your house. You might say, oh God, if I can get a house there, I think I should serve you. And by doing that, it is not the way to serve God. What we need to do is say, Lord, I surrender unto you. Whatever you want to use me for, you use me. And Paul put it this way. Paul says, to the weak, I become weak. To the people that doesn't English, their first language or second language, I become English, it's my fifth language. And when you go to the people whom English is their first language, you become English being your first language, that you might gain them. Amen? And we do whatever we can to bring people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the job we are meant to do. If there's any other job you do outside this gospel, take it as your part-time job. But your full-time job is to serve God. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray you help us to be the doers of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.